Right, I'm down here today at the Blue X Fan. I'm joined by one of the students who's been involved in the Innovation Challenge funded by the South Yorkshire Community Foundation. Can you just tell me your name?
Tom.
Tom, what's your second name, Thomas?
Giles.
Thomas Giles. And what school are you from, Thomas?
King Edward School.
King Edward's. So obviously you've been working on this Innovation Challenge with David Markham. Just tell me a little bit more about the project here.
This project was given to us to create a cabinet for micrometers and calipers, so they could use them in their factory to move around. It's portable. All the materials have been made from recycled MDF that other companies have given to us as spare. We have two sides to it. We have an imperial side and a metric side on the other way around, so that they can easily sort through the tools and know exactly where they are. We have made little tokens here, so they write their name in. When they take a tool off, they hang it up, take the tool out, and they take that away. They has drawers underneath for other tools. We have left spaces on the chipboard so that any other tools they have in the future can be put up there and can be made. So as you can see, this is the other side. So metric side, imperial side, so they can do that. We have first of all designed this product by millimeters on different programs. We have created a whole design poster, how we have gone through all the processes, which tools we've used, like such as routers, biscuit cutters, stuff like, and other tools. We have welded metals together. We have gone through so many different processes that we would never usually go through. So we've gained so much out of this project.
Right. What age group are you, Tom?
We're in year 9, so key stage 3.
Right, okay. So how have you found working with David Markham? How much have you gained from their experience?
We didn't actually work with them at all.
Oh, okay.
They gave us the brief, and we independently created this on our own.
Right.
So they had no influence. They had the influence at the beginning, but it was to what we made it, we designed it, and they are very, very pleased with what we've come up with. So.
No, that sounds great. So I suppose as far as you taking this on, how do you feel that as students this has helped your development, and what do you hope to gain in the future?
We have helped our development by using different structures and processes to make certain aspects of the project. So new tools, new materials used. We've even used a laser cutter, which is a very advanced tool to use. And this will help us in our GCSEs next year. We'll be more advanced. We'll be able to use these new tools in our coursework, so it will help us gain extra marks and higher.